Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to test to see who really got the Holy Ghost.
Fire! 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 I said, send the fire! Somebody help them praise them for the fire!
Right along with you. Now, talking about right now, beloveds, is the time to let our minds, our bodies, and our souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express the gratitude and eternal appreciation that we have for His precious, beautiful Son, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Prince of Peace, none other than Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly declared, unapologetic, unequivocally, and undeniably right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. And we are certainly living by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, indeed. Blessings again to you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, y'all, God is not a respecter of persons. No. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be a blessing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified supplement. Reading from the Old Testament book of Psalms, the 105th division, focusing in on verse 15, where we read the psalmist testifies of the covering and the protection that God, the Almighty One, has decreed and disposed to all those who he has anointed. With great liberty from him, we need to be mindful of the awesome significance that is bequeathed upon you and I as his anointed people. But more so, how the contextual warning goes to and against any and all that would attempt to do us harm. We're going to be talking about don't touch. Don't touch my anointed. The word of God tells us in the 105th division of Psalms, verse 15, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Amen. So we're going to get our praise on. We're going to wait and see who the Lord will bring to fellowship with us as a special guest, because you, first of all, are a special guest as well. So we're just going to have church. We're going to honor God. We're going to praise God. We're going to magnify God in this fire gospel experience. So call a family member, call a friend, call a co-worker, call a neighbor, call anyone that Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit right now. I can feel it. Yeah. Give them a call and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio, giving God his just due praise. Amen. And giving each one of you a healthy dose of some good, sanctified spiritual encouragement. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for leading, guiding, giving us grace, leading us into a path of righteousness, forgiving us, cleansing us, and making us whole, fit for your use as your instrumental vessels. We thank you most of all for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah goes right there. Hallelujah. That's what we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We just let it all out. We just don't hold nothing back. We just give God his just due praise. Sounds of woman of God, pastor, evangelist, psalmist, writer, composer, and teacher with over 30 years experience in gospel ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, none other than Pastor Cheryl Banks. Pastor over at Canaan International, I'm talking about, she is a woman of God that has just blessed us with new music over there at Canaan Ministries International right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm just feeling like I have went to the Fire Festival a couple of weeks ago with Man of God, and I promise you, Olenehi, Man of God, Olenehi, and he just blessed me so much. It was so many amazing ministers, gospel artists, musicians from the Arkansas area. I just felt Holy Spirit God telling me, he said, you know what? Put Arkansas larger on the map for being gospel warriors right here in the U.S. of A. Arkansas is one of those rural states that has a proliferation of anointed gospel people. And I'm just going to be blessing you all with some of these amazing people, ministers, preachers, teachers, gospels, in upcoming events, because I was born and raised, but I was raised in Detroit. Y'all know my story. I've told y'all many times. So I'm blessed to be that country boy with the city attitude, education, and life experiences. I got the best of both worlds because I never forgot a little red-haired country boy from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. But I grew up in those streets of Detroit that gave me a tremendous seasoning of the different sides of people and life and motivation. So here we are. I am here to bless you all today. Thank you, woman of God. Pastor Cheryl Banks, looking forward to you being my special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're going to talk about your ministry of over 30 years, about all your gifts and talents. And right now, we're going to continue giving God his just due praise. I promise you, I have been blessed with so much music that this man of God right here, right now, I'm talking about Mike Abdul. He is from the mother country of Nigeria. And I'm telling you, y'all would remember back in the days, those of y'all that's old enough to know, there was this push to go back to Africa. There may be a new generation of people that want to go back to Africa now. But guess what? Africa is not waiting for us to come back to them. Africa is coming here to us. Man of God, Mike Abdul on Fire Gospel Experience wants you to know that God is a God that blesses, and he's blessing now, even if you don't feel it.
In this place, I see healing You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about
Fire.
Know that Jesus is real. May not come when you want him, but you want him when he comes. He's a problem solver, and soon he'll get it done. All he wants you to do is hold on to your faith.
We're going to wait on you, Lord. Sounds of the amazing and anointed woman of God, Tina Nelms Bosom. Had the pleasure of meeting that amazing gospel artist face to face at the beginning of the year. We had a tremendous, tremendous wind tornado storms come through Arkansas and the southeast Arkansas community that devastated many of our cities, but yet and still, the day after, we had this beautiful concert, gospel concert, and I met her and many, many others. And boy, 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 I'm telling you, it just blessed my soul to know that the saints of God will continue to move on regardless of the circumstances, be it personal, be it weather, be it financial. We find strength in our God. And before that, we heard from man of God from Nigeria, Mike Abdul, blessing you. We giving God praise, and we are grateful, grateful, grateful. Just like Little Rock's very own man of God, Rod Forte, with the legendary Keith Wonderboy Johnson, giving God praise because we are so grateful that God has blessed our lives.
I am.
Oh,
Hello, I am Dr. Sheila Bunton, a.k.a. Dr. B. I am a public speaker, entrepreneur, author, philanthropist, biblical counselor at Total Restoration Ministries located in Richardson, Texas. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to follow me on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 101 with Dr. B at 12:30 Central Time, Facebook Live, as well as purchase a copy of my book, Do You Want to Be Made Whole? A Biblical Guide to Mastering Your Purpose. You can contact me via phone at 972-978-2137. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory. And I want that for you as well. There's a familiar song that says, I need you and you need me. You are important to me as well as I am important to you. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, to your friends, and to your coworkers. And remember that as a child of God and accepting his grace, you are part of his community, and we have a responsibility one to another. Again, tune into the fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
God bless. Oh,
because I'm here to tell you, as a living, born again witness, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Trevor Jones is in this fire gospel experience. I want to thank man of God, Jason Nation, for always blessing this fire gospel experience with all of these anointed gospel artists. I'm telling you, you are a blessing to the body of Christ, and certainly, 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 Lord, you are bringing honor and glory to our God. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you gifted and anointed people of God come in with your sanctified soulful selves and share an anointed word. Share some spiritual indoctrination to bless us mind, heart, and soul. This is Word of Inspiration, where you can share your inspirations and bless the people of God through this internet airwaves. Amen. Goes right there. I have a young lady that has been a longtime contributor, poet extraordinaire to this fire gospel experience, none other than woman of God, Monique E. Russell, talking about true to self. There's nothing more destructive and disruptive in a person's life when you're living Jekyll and Hyde. When you're schizophrenic down to your soul and you don't know which way you're coming and going. One way you're going one way today, the next day you're going another way. And it may sometimes cross over by minute. So why don't we do like Woman of God Monique E. Russell is about to share deep soul inspiration with us to be true to yourself. That's good. That's good.
One of my favorite quotes from Socrates says, to thine own self be true. You know, fam, it is totally impossible for one's soul to be free if the individual is not true to self. You ask yourself, what does that really mean? See, situations come to test us on what we have agreed upon within ourselves on a daily basis. For example, you can say, well, I'm going to save some money this month. And then all of a sudden, you're attracted to something. That blouse you just can't live without that you saw in the store. Those shoes you just have to have, right? Or even that restaurant you always wanted to go to. What a coincidence, right? Right. Fam, let me tell you something. Anything that distracts you from moving closer towards your goal, it's only a sign you are definitely on the right track. You see, life is funny, and that is why our spirits, our hearts, and our minds have to be in line with God. Our flesh constantly fights our desire to live for Christ, and this is why we have to stay before God, so that we are not tempted. James 4:7 says, if we resist the enemy, he will flee. And that's point blank. You see, fam, when you are true to yourself, others will follow suit. They will respect your decisions and the things you value the most. Now, today, I need you to write three things down that you truly need to be true to. I need you to put them somewhere where you can see them and begin to say them out loud. Speak them into existence and watch them come to life. I love you all.
I love you all.
I want you to be blessed.
I want you to be blessed.
And one thing I need for you to do
today.
And that is to be true
to
thine
self.
This is your girl Monique E. Russell. And this has been a moment of empowerment.
My God, my God. I feel extra empowered already. Woman of God, Monique Russell. Thank you, my dear. Ooh, boy. That's just what we need from time to time. Someone to come in and step into our sanctified lives and speak fresh anointings over our lives. Speak new and fresh words that will heal, that will console, that will take root in our very hearts, minds, and spirits so that we can grow from the inside out. And then we don't have to worry about the circumstances that come against us and that swirl around us, because you know the devil will try to use circumstances and unsaved people to try to distract us from our holy calling. Yes. And so we pray for these people that are being pulled like puppets on devil's strings because they don't know. And even if they do know, guess what? If God is able to turn around a man that was determined to terrorize the Christian church, right? The man once known as Saul that became the great Apostle Paul and wrote close to two-thirds of the New Testament Bible, I promise you, anybody in your life right now, God can make a change and God can turn it around. If you want to know why, I'll tell you why. It's just like man of God, Elijah White is telling you, when Jesus is in the house, all things are possible. Thank you, man of God, because I believe that. I know it for myself. That's so, so true.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rusnow, Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, Double XI Christian Media.
Gonna lift my hands and give you praise. Gonna bless your name all my days. I'm gonna lift your name and give you praise. Gonna bless your name
endures forever. Arkansas's very own woman of God, Faye Mosby, is in the house on this fire, gospel experience. And we are so grateful for such an anointed woman of God who has been praising God, singing his praises for multiple decades. And we honor you, woman of God, Faye Mosby, on this fire gospel experience. We pray for your mind, your health, your strength to continue to give us many more years of anointed gospel music ministry. We are embracing for your spiritual cognition, for your overall intuitive spiritual development. From the book of Psalms, the 105th division, our key focus will be on verse 15, if you will, where we're going to be talking about don't touch. Amen. Don't touch, don't touch. Y'all know y'all scriptures, how there's something we need to just stay away from. But guess what? As God's anointed people, there are some elements, people that needs to not touch us. Psalms 105th division, verse 15 says, do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. The 105th Psalm begins fittingly with praises to our God, the Almighty One, awesome Creator God that He is. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 1 says, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Verse 2 of Psalms 105th division says, sing unto Him, sing praises unto Him, proclaim all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart rejoice for those who seek the Lord. Amen. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continuously. We as the people of God have reached a spiritually intimate and exclusively reserved place where we make a joyful noise of praise and worship to our God. Our eyes have been opened to the tremendously wonderful thing that God has done and is doing in our lives. And by faith, we still believe that He will do according to His blessed holy will. Just like He, talking about God, did to the children of Israel back in the Bible days. Psalm 105th division, verse 5 says, remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders and the judgments from His mouth. O offspring of Abraham, that's you and I, we're engrafted, yes. We don't have to be of Jewish ethnicity. We have been grafted in as the overall people of God. O offspring of Abraham, His servant. O children of Jacob, His chosen ones. Verse 7 says, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are all the earth. We, as a body of Christian believers, are bonded to God by His gracious choosing. And we are sealed with an immutable promise of covenant by God Himself to keep, to provide, and to protect us for His glory. And guess what? For our good. Psalms 105 division, verse 8 says, He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded to a thousand generations, that covenant He made with Abraham and His oath to Isaac and confirmed to Jacob as a decree and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. That's just the warm-up, y'all. Just preparing, y'all. Just like when you go to the restaurant, they give you the salad and bread just to whet your appetite. That is just the introduction of what we're talking about. Don't touch. I had to set everything right in order because there is coming great, precious promises in the next few verses where we're talking about don't touch on this Fire Gospel Experience. That's going to really bless your heart. That's going to really bless your soul. And I told you at the beginning of this whole platform, that is what it's all about, because that is what we do right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We give God His just due praise because, just like woman of God Ellen Hayes, we owe it all to You, God. So we're going to magnify You every breath we take.
Oh,
We owe it all to you, mighty God, mighty God. Thank you, woman of God, Ellen Hayes, for taking us behind the veil and giving us a moment of reflection to just give God his just due praise. We are discussing again, Don't Touch, from the 105th division of Psalms, focusing in on verse 15 as we continue to share a message of inspiration of how God has blessed us. Psalm 105th division, verse 8 says, he remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded to a thousand generations, that covenant he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob as a decree, amen, as a wonderful decree, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. As a result of knowledge of this very high honor from God, we need to accommodate him by being constant pursuers of righteousness, y'all, holiness, and people of overall integrity before God and all people. And then finally, our key verse, Psalms 105th division, verse 12 says, when we were but a few people in number, indeed, very few, and strangers in it. Verse 13 says, when we went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he, talking about our God, did not permit anyone to do us wrong. Indeed, I had to emphasize that because we in that we too. Yeah, them. Mm-hmm. He would prove king on their and our behalf. Amen. We are so blessed by God that he has reproved the very powers that may be even against us. God has issued a very stern warning about how we, as the people of God, are to be treated and respected. I have heard some, if not many, sermons where preachers and ministers have attributed these words from God to be somewhat exclusively applied to them in their biblical offices and administration. Our key verse, Psalms 105th division, verse 15 says, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Do no harm to my prophets. Which is very, very true, that we ought to revere and respect our leaders in the body of Christ. Yet the overall reaching and full impactful meaning of those scripture words not only applies to the men and women of God in leadership position, but it applies to all of God's children. Whatever operation that you are called to fulfill in the body of Christ. Hebrews 13 and 17 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they watch over your souls and my soul as those who must give an account. Let them do this with joy and not complaining, for that would be unprofitable to you. And yet, as we know that we have a heavenly and holy covering over our lives by the mighty, mighty hand of God himself, we are not to be lifted up with prideful arrogance, believing that our covenant with God makes us better than others. No, we are so blessed to simply be better off than those who choose to live without covenant reassurance with God, which leads to the complete message of don't touch. We are not to be touched in disparaging ways, and we are called to don't touch those things that God abhors. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Amen. We don't separate ourselves because we feel like we have such an elevated position over them. We separate ourselves from the ungodliness that may be attached to people, places, and situations so that we can maintain a holy integrity. Proverbs 6 and 16 gives us an idea and a description of those things that are unclean that we are not to touch. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that are swift and running to mischief, a false witness who speaks lies, and he who sows discord among the brethren. Oh my. May we learn to live and love what God hates and not touch what God deems as untouchable, unholy, and unrighteous. Amen. Amen. And amen goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, sharing with you from Psalms 150 Vision, key verses, verse 15, talking about don't touch. We are not to be touched in malicious ways, because God does not want his children to be beat up on. And if you are suffering in some way, in some fashion, it's because God may be using you as an example that we do not compromise. We do not change. We do not flip and deny our God. Those of us that may be suffering in one way or another, you continue on in the strength of Holy Spirit God, because God is right there with you, especially in those times of suffering, in those times of attrition, in those times where it seems like the whole world may be against us. God is always there with us. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience, where we just want to just have some church up in here, up in here. If I never have another opportunity to praise you, God, I want to be like the Tampa boys and just praise you one more time. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'm just so glad to give you praise one more time. Here's Angela Missy Billups letting us know that whatever we go through, we know that it's all for our good. Thank you, Lord.
Fear is all around us, confusion everywhere. It feels like you won't make it from the burden that you bear. You cried so there were no more tears to help you make it through. Hold on a little while longer, it's a test you're going through. I don't care what it looks like, you what the devil meant for evil will turn for my good. Whatever it is you're going through, you will get through. What was meant for evil, God turned it for your good.
Hello, I'm urban Christian artist Kayla James, an anointed gospel artist that is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone that would change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone 239-867-1273 or by email GaylaJames.James1@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
That's how we get by.
You
Hello, I'm Harvey Morris, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Explosion, where praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel, the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my music, Harvey Morris and the House of Praise, will uplift your spirits and give you a new strength. Keep it tuned in to the blog SpiritFire60.com broadcast and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about fire on this station. Keep it coming, baby.
You've been good to me.
Let's say it again.
You've been good to me.
Let's do it. Let's go to work.
Patience, but if your business has its perfect working, so you become a joy and lacking nothing.
lack wisdom. Ask God to keep your wisdom.
Because you are a good God. He can't help it, y'all. God is love. That's why we need the scriptures to get it all straight. Thank you, man of God. My God, my God. Harvey Morris in the house. Lord Jesus, I just love Harvey Morris and the House of Praise because they just get right down to it. I love their beat. I love their soul. I love the inspiration. They ain't trying to let nothing hold them back. They say, if God give it to me, if the Spirit of God move, I'm going to move right along with it. And I say, amen, amen, amen goes right there. I am going to bless you beautiful souls with a double dose of word up inspiration. How about that? I want to give a shout out and show great love and appreciation for Woman of God, Shanine Bonner. She is CEO of the Decree brand, which means that Decree brand falls under a lot of different facets. And her Decree Entertainment magazine, yours truly, for November 2023, has been privileged to have a small article in there sharing some of my testimony, sharing my words of inspiration. You can go online to Decree Entertainment magazine. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Ryan E. Jefferson. Scroll down until you see the article and then click the link so that you can enjoy others other than myself. It's not about me. I'm just blessed to be in the number. There are many other anointed people of God on the November issue 2023 of Decree Entertainment Magazine. I want y'all to check that out because we need to support one another. She is the author of two books, award-winning filmmaker, and Grammy-considerated artist. She is doing great and phenomenal things. So welcome back, Shanine Bonner. Here is my thank you back for being such a wonderful woman of God, such a fruitful branch. Woman of God, Shanine Bonner. Talking about presence on Word Up Inspiration.
Lord God, we come to
Lord
you,
God,
making a petition to heaven for your
presence.
Lord, we call on the Paracletos, your spirit that will never leave us, but will remain in your glorious presence. We call on the Ruach HaKodesh, the very breath of God right now to blow on us in your presence. Lord, we know according to Psalm 16:11, in your presence is the fullness of joy. So we declare joy now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking for the rain to come and shower the blessings from heaven on us now. Lord, we declare your glory now to come and saturate us in your presence. Lord, we declare your glory to overtake our spirit. Lord, your presence come in the name of Jesus to destroy in the name of Jesus and break every yoke. Your sweet presence bring healing, bring deliverance, and and restoration in the name of Jesus. Your presence is like a sweet aroma of your glory. The word presence in Hebrew is panim, which means face to face. Lord, as we go before your presence, I declare that we meet you face to face. Your presence is like heaven invading earth. Your presence is like the heavenly treasures that we have to explore in the merciful name of Jesus. I declare and decree a heaven take over now. I declare your presence to take over our lives. I decree a heavenly takeover to control our destiny. I declare a heavenly takeover to design in the name of Jesus. Our plan and purpose in order for us to reach our promise in you, God. I declare that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I'm declaring your promises in your presence. I'm declaring that you said that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging for bread in your presence. Lord, you declare riches in your presence. Lord, you declare hope in your presence. In the name of Jesus. Now declare his presence. Now declare his
presence.
Now declare his
presence. Now declare his
presence. Now declare his presence in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. We declare your presence, holy God. Thank you, woman of God, Shani Ibana, for blessing us with those anointed words of inspiration on Word of Fire. Fire, fire, the gospel experience, giving you what your soul, your mind, and your spirit need in this world of many different seasons, with its hills and with its valleys, with its sunshine and with its stormy, rainy days. We have to stick together, y'all. We have to use the gift that God gave us to build up the body of Christ. Amen. And that takes inner strength. What you talking about? Well, I tell you what. I let man of God, Alan C. Jackson, featuring woman of God, Naisha, sing about it way better than I can talk about it. And y'all already know, I can talk up some spiritual strength on my own. Bless this man of God, Alan C. Jackson. Where's woman of God, Naisha? Bless it up.
Where I wanna be, and though I'm
Thank you. Thank you, Holy God, for the inner strength that you provide. Only you, dear Father God, have what our soul desires, what our mind and our spirit and heart hungers and thirsts for. We pray for an outpouring of a refreshment so that we can live in the depth of your love and let it be manifested to the world around us, dear God, so that you, Father God, will be acknowledged as the God and the giver of life, the God of love itself. We give you praise, dear Father God. We step aside and let you be honored above all things, above the earth, above the moon, above the sun and the stars, beyond the far reaches of galaxy, Father God. You created all these things, and we are amazed at your great and unimaginable creativity. You reach down, Father God, and with the finger of love, you breathe life into us. And we have been blessed to know that you are God. Thank you for the inner strength, Holy Spirit, that you have put into us so that we are transformed. Even above the angels are confused and in a quandary about how can God dignify these creatures of dirt and dust and mud and earth, because we're made in your image, Father God, in your likeness. And because of that, we are required to live under your holy standards in your biblical word. And we thank you for that privilege. We say, Father God, thank you. We say, Lord Jesus, thank you. We say, Holy Spirit, God, thank you, in the precious name of our Savior, your Son, God Almighty, Jesus in human flesh. We say, amen, and thank you. Man of God, Alan C. Jackson is in the house, Lord, with woman of God, Naisha, singing about inner strength. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. It's what we do. We praise God. We step back, and we go beyond the veil where the Holy of Holy resides, and we are privileged to enter in freely with clean hands, clean heart, clean mind, clean souls, because we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, our Lord Jesus.
Hello, everyone. I am Warren L. Booker, Jr., CEO and founder of Y. Warren Entertainment Incorporated. I am also an actor, playwright, filmmaker, and host of the Potluck Webcast, where you can engage in soul-stirring, relevant conversation. Please tune into the Potluck every Thursday at 7:14 p.m. via Facebook Live. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Warren L. Booker, Jr., or call 662-775-0717, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience.
Them in the weather that is inclement. Anything the enemy saying is illegitimate. Can't buy into the lies, gotta cash it. Most high real, but some religious people blast it. Killing fear, put it up in a casket. And the praises of his people got in habit. I can't let this wicked world hinder me. So much greater is the one who live in me. Father, you are worthy of the praise no matter what. Even when I feel sad, I in a rut. Even when I feel like giving up, you come and rescue me and lift me up. You're everything I'm wanting, everything I'm needing. When I lost my motivation, you give me your reason. My empty broken heart, you took a precedence. Provided the impetus when I'm hesitant. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Identity is what you gave me, so I gotta take a hold and live my purpose bold and bravely. Gotta keep it humble, but I cannot hide this light that you put inside of me, and I gotta shine it bright. Father, keep speaking because I'm listening. Hear your voice in the wind when you whisper in. When I'm feeling weak, give me endurance. When I'm feeling down, give me assurance. Now I'm speaking to the storm to be still with the power you imparted, authority you instill. And I know that these circumstances are temporary, but what's eternal is your love and the hope that I carry. If you're with me, everything alright with me. So I never need to have anxiety. Even when I'm really not feeling it, I just gotta keep trusting that you will be obedient. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm.
Most High, hallelujah, 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 yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm, yeah. Praise them in the storm, praise them in the storm, yeah. All praise to the Most High, hallelujah, 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 yeah.
Who is King of Glory?
King of Glory.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Strong and mighty.
Alicia Renee singing King of Glory. That is our God. And before Woman of God, Alicia Renee, you heard from Man of God, Brother War, praise him in the storm, taking that gospel message to the streets, because that's where we go. We ain't scared. We gonna tell it like it is on this fire gospel experience, talking about our Lord Jesus and the need to be saved by the gospel message that you must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as your Redeemer, because there is no other access to the Father except you come through the Son. He is the only way to find eternal life in our God. That's why so many other religions are so hostile against our Christian faith, because we will not compromise. We will not let another so-called Redeemer, Savior, Messiah, Holy of Holies, as the acceptable Lamb of God, as the sacrifice that God will only recognize and accept. Jesus the Christ, he is the only one. Amen. Goes right there. We're giving you praise, dear God. We're lifting you up high where you belong. Amen.
Hello. I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifted and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. You can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Santoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m. Realizing my best life with Janet Peterson. At 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up Tony D's new artist profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with Apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday, at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's a fire show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in Gospel Station is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533. Or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifted, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Thank you, Pam Jones. Woman of God over at the River and Word Gospel Radio Station doing tremendous work. I'm so grateful to be kingdom connected with such anointed people as yourself. Thank you. God is so good. Listen, I want to thank you beautiful people for tuning in to this Fire Gospel Experience and just coming together with a heart and a mind and a soul full of praise to our thank you so much for tuning in, supporting me with your prayers, and those of you that have chosen to give a financial gift. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do, because God is a provider, and I know some people sometimes look at different ministries as a money grab, but listen, it's all about giving God praise. If you decide to bless me, thank you. I appreciate it, but please keep me in your prayers is what I adjure from you more than anything, because God is a great provider. Amen. Listen, I want to just leave you all with one final word. I pray God will continue to bless you, keep you, cover you. But this final word is for you, and I'm talking to you too. Even our Lord Jesus went beyond familiar faces, places, and spaces for his ministry to be manifested and appreciated. Wow. So do what you got to do. Trust God to move you in the right direction. And those people that are for you, they are for you. And those that are not, just pray for them, because they don't understand. You have a calling from God, and that's all that really matters. Everything else is extra, extra, extra at best. Amen. I leave you with Gerard Mitchell and Anointed to Worship, featuring man of God Ronald Walker. as we give God praise. And thank you, Father God, for giving us a new mind, a new spirit, and a clean heart. God bless you, Jesus.
Psalms 51 reads, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and to hold me with thy free spirit.
Jesus.